From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syria peace talks are placed on hold. The United Nations has suspended the current diplomatic effort to end the five-year Syrian conflict after attempts to bring the opposition and government together in proximity talks in Geneva lasted less than a week. UN envoy Staffan de Mistura called the delay until February 25th a temporary pause, not a failure.
The UN cannot allow simply procedural matters to actually become more important than actually the result for the humanitarian situation of the Syrian people who have been waiting for us to deliver, this time not a conference, but something concrete for them. I've therefore taken this decision to bring a temporary pause. Temporary pause. This is not the end, and it's not the failure of the talks.
The suspension comes as the Syrian army, backed by Russian airstrikes, claimed it has ended a three-year rebel siege of two Shia villages near the northern city of Aleppo. Washington blames the pause in peace talks on Russian strikes. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
UN Security Council Resolution 2254, for which the Russians voted, calls on the regime and all parties to cease bombings and other attacks on civilians. Not eventually, but immediately.
He said it's difficult in the extreme to see how such strikes against civilian targets contribute in any way to the peace process. Reuters quotes a senior UN official as saying Mr. de Mistura suspended the talks because Russia's military escalation undermined the negotiating process. Reuters, citing a confidential report to the UN Security Council, says Rwanda is recruiting and training Burundian refugees with the goal of ousting President Pierre Nkurunziza. The report by experts who monitor sanctions on the Democratic Republic of Congo involved interviews with several Burundian combatants. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization Wednesday voiced concern over a case of Zika virus in the U.S. state of Texas caused by sexual transmission. Christian Lindmeier is a WHO spokesman.
The ways of transmission have to be strongly looked into. Any possible sources of infection for the Zika virus have to be studied carefully. There are many ways which could be a transmission could happen, although right now the vast majority of cases are done by mosquito bites, of course. We do know that the virus stays in the blood for a certain while. We don't even know the exact time.
The WHO declared a global health emergency over the Zika virus Monday. In Latin America, where the disease is most widespread, health ministers from 14 countries meeting in Uruguay agreed on a public information campaign and a boost to the number of medical workers to fight the mosquito-borne virus. The U.S. Defense Department acknowledged Wednesday there are more U.S. troops on the ground in Iraq beyond the approximately 3,500 reported earlier. Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren said the number is actually closer to 3,900, but that has more to do with rotational schedules than a boost in commitment in the fight against the Islamic State.
So the 82nd Airborne Division has been here for approximately 9 months as the CFLC, the Combined Forces Land Component Command. They're ready to rotate home, go see their families. They're being replaced by the 101st Airborne Division. People can't just leave, have nobody there, and the next day come in, right? That wouldn't make any sense at all. So it's a rotation, and so there's naturally going to be overlap there.
He also announced Iraq has received a second batch of F-16 warplanes from the U.S. Iraq now has six. Delivery of the 36 ordered by Baghdad has been delayed because of a shortage of pilots. Australia's High Court has rejected a challenge to the government's policy on asylum seekers, a decision clearing the way for Canberra to deport hundreds. The court Wednesday ruled against a Bangladeshi woman who filed a lawsuit challenging the right to deport detained asylum seekers to a refugee camp on the tiny South Pacific island nation of Nauru. Rights activists have criticized the policy, citing instances of abuses at the camp. An attack on a petroleum pipeline in Nigeria's Niger Delta region last week sent crude gushing into creeks, raising fears of a renewed insurgency. Senator Ben Murray Bryce says the flow of oil from a ruptured pipeline near the Bayelsa State Community of Brass has been stopped. Zambian authorities closed two university campuses Wednesday following violent student protests over unpaid meal and book allowances. Police arrested more than two dozen students at the University of Zambia and Copperbelt University after they blocked a road, burned tires, and threw stones. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange says he'll accept arrest Friday if a UN panel rules against him. He's been living at the Ecuadorian embassy in London since 2012 to avoid extradition to Sweden, where he's wanted for questioning on charges of rape. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.